Radio Prague News. Prime Minister Petr Nečas on Monday visited hotspots of racial tension in North Bohemia. The cabinet is to meet on Wednesday to discuss the growing problem of Romani ghettos and social exclusion. And 100 more community jobs are to be established in the north of the country. Prime Minister Petr Nečas visited northern Bohemia on Monday, where the local authorities have been struggling to deal with growing racial tension and a wave of anti-Romani sentiment. Mr. Nečas visited ghettos, talked to local inhabitants and debated specific measures with community representatives. In Nový Bor, he thanked the locals for showing restraint in their protests and not supporting extremist groupings which have tried to use the crisis for their own ends. Extremist demonstrations and public gatherings have been taking place in the region since August, when several violent, apparently racially motivated conflicts occurred. Local forums held to discuss the situation have criticized negligence on the part of the police and town halls, as well as a liberal social welfare system. The cabinet is to meet on Wednesday to discuss growing racial tension in the north of the country, Romani ghettos and social exclusion. Ministers are expected to debate a comprehensive strategy aimed at fighting social exclusion of Romanis in the spheres of education, housing, employment, healthcare and security. According to available statistics, there are some 400 Romani ghettos around the country with an estimated 80,000 inhabitants. The vast majority of adults living in them are jobless. Labour and Social Affairs Minister Jaromír Drábek on Monday revealed some of the measures aimed at alleviating ethnic tension in the north of the country. At a press conference in the town of Rumburk, he said that in future welfare benefits would only be paid out to people who have permanent residence in the given region, and that after a certain period of time, people on welfare would have to enrol for community service. 100 more community jobs are being established in the north. Parents who do not send their children to school would not be eligible for state support. Our research team from the Institute of Hereditary Metabolic Disorders at the Medical Faculty of Charles University in Prague has reportedly uncovered the cause of Kuff's disease. At a press briefing in Prague on Monday, scientists said a mutation of the DNA JC5 gene was behind the incurable brain disease. The disease is a defect of the metabolism of fats and proteins that is manifested only in adult age. This particular research team has had previous successes in detecting genes responsible for some diseases of the eyes and kidneys. A tram driver was killed in a collision of two trams on Prague's Bozenská Street early on Monday. No one else was injured in the accident. The collision occurred shortly after 6 a.m. when the second tram drawing into a station failed to brake properly and ploughed into a stationary vehicle. The driver failed to leave the cabin in time and was trapped in the wreckage. He succumbed to his injuries on the spot. The five passengers riding on the tram were uninjured. The tram route was closed for the entire morning. The damage is being estimated at 10 million crowns. Slovak police have arrested a Ukrainian convict on the run who was sentenced to 13 years for murder by a Czech court in 1996. The man escaped shortly after and was on the run for 15 years. He was arrested on an Interpol arrest warrant near the Slovak-Ukrainian border. The Czech authorities will reportedly request his extradition. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The next few days should be partly cloudy with day temperatures between 17 and 20 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.
This is Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, with me, Peter Smith. Racial tensions are bubbling up in North Bohemia again, and this time the Prime Minister heads to the area. Is it too little, too late? More in a moment. And in this week's one-on-one, we learn what it takes to make a successful restaurant.
This is most important, that you need a good team together, because if you have a good team, there's no limit, you can do anything.
That's One-on-One. Coming up later, we talk to Richard Fuchs, who's in conversation with Sarah Borůvka. And there's more teamwork in the sports news with the news of a good weekend for the Czech Davis Cup team. Plus, of course, soundcheck. This is Radio Prague. On Monday, Prime Minister Petr Nečas, Labour Minister Jaromír Drábek and the government's Human Rights Commissioner set off on a visit to the North Bohemian Šluknov district. Racial tension has been escalating there and the unemployment and crime rate are on the rise. Government officials are now meeting with local politicians to discuss possible solutions to a situation that is threatening to spin out of control. But some say their reaction has come too late. Sarah Borůvka has the details.
In response to a series of racially motivated demonstrations in North Bohemia's Šluknov district, Prime Minister Petr Nečas traveled the region on Monday, meeting with local mayors, regional police officials and representatives from civic initiatives. Mr. Nečas also visited a gaming bar in Nový Bor, where he praised those locals who had not participated in a series of anti-Romani gatherings after an attack by Romanis on patrons of the bar triggered a series of such demonstrations. Speaking after a meeting with local officials, the Prime Minister said that while integration was important, the region's high crime rate needs to be addressed first.
In the long term, integration is the only solution, but integration works only if public order and safety are ensured. And if those two conditions are not given, integration will not work.
For his part, Minister of Labour and Social Affairs Jaromír Drábek met with local politicians and has pledged to create 100 community service jobs in several municipalities of the region where unemployment is rampant. In a news conference on Monday, he highlighted that the country's generous social policies had contributed to the problem. While the majority of locals welcomed the minister's visit, some have criticized Mr. Nečas for reacting too late. In an open letter, the mayors of Rumburg, Varnsdorf and Šluknov wrote they feel the Prime Minister has forgotten about the region and its problems. Is that a sentiment that is spreading among locals? I put the question to Rumburg's Protestant priest Filip Šimonovský, one of the signatories of the petition Světlo pro Šluknovsko, or Light for the Šluknov District.
Já si myslím, že byla chyba, že nepřijel dřív. Přijde mi, že to je důležitý gesto.
I think it was a mistake that he did not come here earlier. It would have been an important gesture. It's comparable to when a natural disaster happens in America. The president travels to the site and people notice that. It makes them feel that he takes an interest and that helps. So it is a shame that he didn't get here earlier.
Myslím si, že by to pomohlo. Takže je to škoda, že nepřijel dřív.
Mr. Nečas's visit comes on the heels of another anti-Romani gathering on Saturday, the seventh such demonstration to be held in the region within the last month. On Sunday evening, news of another attack by a Romani in Varnsdorf, which may have been racially motivated, added further fuel to the fire. But many say that such attacks have only stirred up hatred that has been brewing among the region's majority population for a long time.
Sarah Borůvka there with that report. This is Radio Prague, and now with news of a good weekend for Czech tennis, plus a roundup of the other sports news, here's Jan Richter.
The Czech Davis Cup team beat Romania 5-0 in Bucharest over the weekend to retain a spot in the competition's elite world group. In Friday's singles, the Czechs overcame the host without losing a set. When Radek Štěpánek beat Romania's Adrian Ungur 3-6, 2-6 and 0-6, while Czech number 1 Tomáš Berdych defeated Viktor Krivoj 3-6, 3-6 and 6-7. Tomáš Berdych had to overcome cramps in his legs in the third set, but was fit for Saturday's double, in which he and Radek Štěpánek scored the decisive third point, when they beat Marius Kopil and Horia Tecau 3-6, 6-3, 6-0 and 6-2. Radek Štěpánek spoke to the reporters for the Davis Cup website after the win.
That means definitely a lot for us players, for the whole country, for our fans, you know, to play, to stay in the World Group, to have a chance. In last 2 years, we've been twice very close to achieve our goal, which was to get the Davis Cup back to Czech Republic after many years. You know, it didn't happen, but we had two great runs, obviously, and we are happy that we secure our spot again in the World Group, and we give ourselves a shot next year again.
Moving on to football now, Czech title holders Viktoria Plzeň last week began their Champions League campaign. In the first game of the competition's Group H, the West Bohemian club drew 1-1 with the Belarusian champions Bate Borisov in Prague on Wednesday. Plzeň went ahead in the first half at its time when the Slovak international Milan Bakoš converted a great pass from Petr Jiráček. However, the visitors equalized in the 69th minute when Bate's Brazilian striker Brennan Bressan nutmegged Plzeň's goalkeeper from just outside the box. Plzeň manager Pavel Vrba was happy with the point, but unhappy not to get three.
Je škoda, že jsme nevyhrali 1-0, protože jsme mohli být první. Ten zápas samozřejmě nebyl úplně nejpřesnější, ale...
It's a pity we didn't win 1-0, because it would have put us a bit ahead. We made a number of mistakes in the game. You could see that both our team and Bate wanted to play safe, as it was our first game, and focus more on the defensive. I'll take one point, but I'm disappointed we didn't get three.
Ale to prostě asi v těch prvních utkáních bývá. Beru bod, ale jsem zklamaný, že nejsou tři.
The Czech champions landed a fine from the European governing body after their fans put up an offensive banner criticizing UEFA for not allowing Plzeň to play at their home stadium. Viktoria Plzeň will next play AC Milan in Italy on the 28th of September. Turning to the world of ice hockey, the top Czech hockey league kicked off on Sunday with a few days delay due to the Lokomotiv Jaroslavl plane crash disaster. The champions Třinec were disappointed in their first home game after they lost 3-1 to Kometa Brno. The visitors scored in the 6th minute. The title holders then failed to convert a series of power plays, only to equalize towards the end of the second period. In the third, however, Kometa produced two goals in just 34 seconds and won. The winning strike was the first top league goal for Kometa's 21-year-old rookie, Hinek Zohorna.
I think Tomáš Žižka shot the puck against the board behind the goal. It rebounded in front of the goal where I picked it up and just closed my eyes and shot it in. Of course, I'm happy. The first game is always tough. But we won. We got 3 points and it's great.
And finally, in the NHL, Jaromír Jágr left the Czech Republic for the US on Friday to join his new team, the Philadelphia Flyers. After the first training session, the 39-year-old Czech veteran, who won the Stanley Cup twice in his early days in the NHL, told reporters about his motivation for the upcoming season.
I'm not 21 to try to prove you something with my words. You just have to wait and see. I can promise you one thing. I'm gonna give my best shot to play on a high level. Don't forget, I'm 39. I didn't come here just for money to impress myself. I'm not saying I'm going to be dominating, I'm not saying I'm going to play good, but I can promise you I'm going to do all the right things to play.
For Jaromír Jágr, the NHL season starts on the 6th of October, when his team plays the Boston Bruins.
Well, that was the sports news. Lots of good teamwork going on there over the weekend. And indeed, that's a theme coming up now on Radio Prague in this week's interview programme One on One, in which Sarah Borůvka talks to Richard Fuchs, the new incoming head chef at Prague's Four Seasons restaurant.
Starting October, well-known Czech cook Richard Fuchs will be taking over the post of head chef at Prague's Four Seasons restaurant Allegro, replacing the Italian Andrea Accordi, under whose direction the kitchen became the first in the former Eastern Bloc to be marked with a Michelin star. Richard Fuchs, who has cooked in restaurants all over the world and just wrapped up his gig at Prague's Monastery restaurant, will also be the first Czech to lead Allegro. Ahead of the start of his engagement, I spoke to him about his cooking style, respecting ingredients, and if he is looking forward to his new role.
It's for sure it's gonna be a big pleasure for me. It's first things, and it's really a very challenging situation because it's first time I think that the Czech nationality chef is gonna overtake this high position with a big responsibility. So I feel happy about it, and I will make sure that we will continue with high quality and good service for our guests, not only from abroad, but for sure from our local guests, for Czech people.
And do you feel that because you're Czech and you're the first Czech to be the head of the restaurant, that kind of adds to the challenge? You want to be extra good?
I don't think if there is necessary to be extra good, but important is to do what I was doing till now, to make sure that the people which are coming to the restaurant, that they are happy with the food. So this is most important. Doesn't matter how is it now, but for me it's important, it's a matter of the heart that the people are happy with the food.
And you have worked there previously, I believe, but of course not as head chef yet. Do you think that you'll have to learn a lot of new things, or do you think you will benefit from kind of knowing the kitchen and how it's set up and so on?
In the kitchen, I say always, it's never-ending story. Even if you are a 100 years old person, you will learn. So it's a good challenge, it's a good chance to learn new things, and for sure I am willing to learn. You know, it's what I said before, it's a never-ending story, and we have to learn. So it can be very interesting for me and also for the team, which is already bring the restaurant and the hotel in it so good quality.
And how would you describe your personal cooking style, or what is important for you when you cook?
I like straightforward, simple and clean food. So not too many things and too many ingredients on the plate. It's like a slow food, you know, just to make sure that the people, they are able to recognize on the plate what is there, max 3-4 ingredients. What the people are seeing on the plate, they have to feel it also in their mouths.
And Allegro has served up until now Italian style cuisine. Is Italian cuisine something you feel home in, something you enjoy doing?
Yeah. I think that is for myself a very important point, that it's gonna be Italian cuisine, because I like Italian cuisine, and from my previous experience and the years which I was working before, even Four Seasons in Prague or worldwide, there was always chance to work with the Italian chefs. Even it was on the beginning when I was 20 years old, I was working with Italian chefs and with Italian products, so it's almost 20 years when I am very familiar with the Italian culture, Italian people, and excellent and great products from Italy.
And you have cooked in restaurants all over the world, so I would just like to ask you to describe your experiences abroad, where you worked, and what you learned there.
I was very lucky, because when Four Seasons came into Prague 2000, and there was the executive chef Vito Molika. So thanks to him, because we had very good relationship, and he had lots of experience and lots of friends in Italy, of course, because of his Italian nationality, and worldwide. So I had chance to go abroad. So I went to Italy, I went to France, England, Germany, Austria. So to get all this experience, and always was good for me that I had always a chance to work with Italian people, with Italian cuisine, and this is what I like, and what is interesting for me to work in the future with.
And if we compare a bit the Czech Republic and the food culture here to the food culture abroad, now a lot of people said maybe 10 years ago that it was still quite terrible here and was difficult to find good food. How would you say has this changed, and do you think we have fully caught up, or do you think we're still catching up?
No, I am sure that the situation is much, much better than it was shortly after the revolution. This is a very important thing, and I am patriot, you know, and I am happy and very proud that I am Czech nationality, and I am saying this not for the reason because we are sitting here and we are talking just now, but the culture of the food in Czech Republic, of course, grew up, and there is lots of positive improving. You know, the improvement and the quality of the food and the products which we are using just now, 2011, is much, much better, much higher than it was many years ago, because lots of people, they went abroad, they get the experience, and And now is the really good trend that in Czech Republic we try to serve Czech products. It means that what if it's a season for the asparagus or wild mushroom or game, we try to select the best Czech products and cook food for the guests which are coming to the restaurants. Even if it's the restaurant, even if it's pub, so just to try to use as much as possible from the our home sources.
And do you personally like Czech classic cuisine? Is that something you cook at home?
I can say that I like Czech cuisine, of course, because I am Czech. But what I prefer, I always try to do like a modern traditional cuisine. You know, because now we are in 2011, so we have to also be a little bit more flexible with the preparation to try to find a different cooking for a new time. And it's basically respect basic ingredients, respect basic flavor, and respect and use our traditional products which are here for many years.
And I believe actually you touched on this already, but I believe that your former boss Vito Molika said to you that the most important thing is to respect ingredients, and that was something that really influenced you. What exactly does it mean to respect the ingredients?
It's a very straightforward question. I will give you a straightforward answer. If you want to respect the ingredients, you have to respect the people. So it's alpha and omega together. So respect the people, you will gain the respect. And if you will respect the products, you will gain success that the people, they are happy with the food. Important is for me is always important that when the people are leaving the restaurant, they have to be honest and they have to say, okay, I was eating good or not. But important, if we are preparing something, why the people are coming, they always need to be happy that they were eating well. So, you know, the Vito, he was a great person, he was a great chef, and, you know, it's not only him, but it's always the good people, they can be good chefs. You know, but if the person is not good and is only excellent, the chef, I think it's not working together. So it needs to be from both sides.
Right. And if we talk about the very beginning, when you first started cooking or first became interested in what's going on in the kitchen, do you remember any moments in your childhood or when you were young that you thought, oh yeah, that's what I want to do?
Honestly, it was not so... You know, someone is going to the school that he wants to be chef and he wants to be cook, but for myself, for me, it was step by step. You have to recognize where you are going, what you want to be. Of course, you need to have a good job for future. You have to decide that you want to do this job. I was deciding that I want to be a chef, but it was really, I say always, it's step by step. You cannot learn everything in 1 year, so it's a question of more older you are, more experience you have. It's like with the good wine. Older one you have is much better than the youngest one or young one.
And certainly now building a new reputation for the restaurant will be very time intensive. I'm sure you will have to work long hours. So how are you preparing for this, and are you relaxing ahead of, you know, your first day of work, or how are you dealing with that?
In each restaurant, in each kitchen, it's not a question of the hours. You know, since I start to work in the kitchen, my average hours was 14-15 hours. So that's there is not a question of the hours, but there is the question what you want to build in the future. So, and important is to make sure that what was already established, so we have to continue to bring in the different level again. So it doesn't matter if there is some award or there is this, this is not important. Important is that you are creating a good team, good spirit, and everything is about the people. If you have good people, very well trained people, and they are passionate and they are motivated for good work for guests, there is not limit. Important that you have to always to know what exactly you want to do and to make sure that you do a good job. This is most important, and this is most important that you need a good team together, because if you have a good team, there's no limit. You can do anything.
That was Richard Fuchs, the new incoming head chef at Prague's Four Seasons Restaurants, talking to Sarah Borówka in this week's One-on-One. Time now, though, for another sound check. Time to learn through music this week, presented by Daniela Lazarová.
Welcome to another edition of Soundcheck, Radio Prague's Czech language series in which you can learn new phrases with the help of song lyrics. Today's song is On My Own from the musical Les Misérables. It is sung by Lucie Bílá, and the phrase to listen out for is Nosil by mě na rukou.
Jen se dotknem a vím, jak po mě touží. Snad nosil by mě na rukou v tom dešti do světa.
Nosit na rukou means to carry someone in your arms, and Czechs use it to say a woman is being taken good care of by a man. Oni na rukou nosí means he carries her around in his arms. In other words, she does not need to make any effort at all. Have another listen.
Jen se dotknem a vím, jak po mě touží. Snad nosil by mě na rukou v tom dešti do světa.
Another less poetic way of saying much the same thing is the expression on by se pro ní rozkrájel, he would slice himself into pieces for her. Or on by se pro ní přetrhl, he would tear himself apart to make her happy. Much like the English, he would bend over backwards. Or, as Lucie Bílá sings, her man would carry her in his arms in the rain. When a woman is so corseted, Czechs say chovají ve vatičce, he keeps her in cotton wool, as if she were a precious breakable object. Or chovají jako vejce malovaný, he treats her as if she were a painted egg. The latter refers to Easter eggs, which are blown out of their shells before they're painted and need to be handled with extreme caution.
Jen se dotknem a vím, jak po mě to. Snad nosil by mě na rukou v tom dešti do světa.
A man who is thus obsessed will fulfill his every woman's wish. Udělá, co jí na očích uvidí, meaning he will fulfill every wish he sees expressed in her eyes. Or he will bring the blue color down from the sky for her. Snese jí modré z nebe. And finally, there is the expression opatrovat jako oko v hlavě, to take as good care of someone, to protect them as much as you protect your own eyes. And that brings us to the end of today's lesson. This is Daniela Lazarová saying thanks for learning Czech with me, and nashledanou.
Snad nosil by mě na rukou v tom dešti do světa. Tohle já nalhává, sama mluvím se sebou i tentokrát. Bez naděj i sebe klám.
Yes, the glorious strains of Lucie Bílá playing us out here on Radio Prague. It's been a rainy day here in the Czech capital. So from myself, Peter Smith, until next time. Bye-bye.